Hello.
Yeah, hi ma'am, this is Alex Wilson. I'm from the headquarters of eBay. Your call has been transferred to me. I'm the senior manager. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine, ma'am. I do believe you had a word with one of my colleagues. She was providing the cancellation, right?
Yes.
Okay. I do believe you haven't faced any problem regarding understanding anything?
No.
All right. Now, I'm going to verify the cancellation, okay? So, for the cancellation, can you just confirm me? You're using an iPhone, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, put me on speaker and open up that red app, AnyDesk. All right?
Yeah.
Have you opened it up, ma'am? Are you on the AnyDesk right now?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Now, I'm just confirming you the, you can see your ID number? Are you able to see your ID
number? Yeah, yeah.
I'm just verifying it from my end. It's 819-665-244. Am I correct?
Yeah.
All right. Now, as you know that the purchase which has been done is not your purchase, someone else from outside was trying to use your information and was doing this. So, first of all, we're going to give you a security firewall, okay? So that we can block this fraud purchase. Now, you will get a security on your screen. Look at the very bottom. Look at the very bottom. You will get two blank check boxes. I am aware of the risk and don't show this again. Check in both the boxes.
Which one I have to?
You have to check in both the blank boxes. I am aware of the risk. Don't show me this again.
Don't show me. Yeah, I saw both of them. Which one I have to click?
Now click on accept. After checking both the box, click on accept.
Accept, okay. So I have to click both of them first?
Yes, check in both the blank boxes. Check in both the blank boxes and click on accept.
Because when I touch it, it's not let me both of them, just only one.
Okay, you're not able to click the second one, right? Don't show me this again.
Yes.
Okay, don't need to do that. You just click on accept.
So, just only I click one and then accept?
Yes, click on accept.
Alright.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I did.
Now, you will get to see an accept option again. Click on accept.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you will get to see an option. It says start broadcast. Only give a click on start broadcast. Then, don't touch anywhere. And after clicking on start broadcast, don't touch anywhere, ma'am, okay? Just wait.
You
will get to see a black box with a timer on it, counting. Please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you need to just click outside of that black box. Touch on the white area.
Okay. Yeah, it disappears.
All right. Now swipe up your page, come back to your home screen, ma'am.
Yeah, home screen?
Yes, swipe up the page, come back to your regular home screen.
Yeah.
Alright, now please open up your settings, please. Open up your settings.
Settings. Yeah.
Yeah. Now scroll down the page a bit. You will get to see an option, display and brightness. Give a touch on that, ma'am. Display and brightness.
Wait, I have to scroll?
Yeah, display and brightness. Look, there's an option display and brightness. Just below general control center, you will get to see display and brightness.
Display and brightness, yeah.
Yes, click on it, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, you will get to see an option over there. It says auto lock. Yeah. Click on auto lock and make it never.
They say light, dark, and dark.
Yeah, there is an option auto lock. Do you see auto lock? Click on
auto
lock.
Auto lock.
Yeah.
Can I do that one?
Yes, click on that auto lock.
Yeah.
Not automatic. Look at the bottom. There is an option that says auto lock. It says 30 seconds.
I have to scroll up.
Do you see auto lock? It says 30 seconds. Do you see night shift? Just below night shift, there is written auto lock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Automatic, not auto lock.
No, no, not auto, not automatic. Look at the bottom. Do you see auto lock? AUTOLOCK, auto lock.
Oh, 30 seconds, yes.
Yes, click on it and make it never.
Never, okay.
Now click on the back, look at the left hand side top, there is a back option, click on that back, ma'am.
Back, okay, yeah.
Do that again. Click
the
on
the set.
Yes, click on that. Click on settings, yes. Click on back, click on back.
Back, okay,
yes, click
back.
On back. Now click on settings from the left hand side top.
Settings?
Yes, click on settings.
What is
this? Look at the left hand side top, ma'am. This is your blue option, it says settings.
Yeah.
Yes, click on that. Now scroll to the top of your screen, you will get to see your name, ma'am. You need to give a click on your name. Give a touch on your name. Now you will get to see an option, it says name, phone number, email, something like that. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Give a click on it, ma'am. Alright, now just after that, ma'am, some of your basic details will come up on your screen, okay? So these are the information these people are trying to misuse for doing some fraud charges, okay? So please check from your end, ma'am, is every information is same like before or not?
Sorry, what did you say?
Just check all your information, is anything is wrong or something has changed or not, or everything is okay, please let me know.
Okay. Everything is okay.
All right. Now click on the back from the left hand side top. Click on the back.
The back? What is that?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes, click on the back option. Look at the left hand side top. There is a back option. Tap
on
back. The back.
Yeah.
Now you will get to see an option, payment and delivery. Give a touch on that.
Payment? Well, what did you say? Sorry?
Payment and delivery. Payment and delivery.
Payment and delivery. Okay.
Yes. Now just after that, you will get to see your address as well as your information, okay? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Just wait. Now, do you see any changes on your card information or your billing address, ma'am? Please check it and let me know.
I think the number is not showing. Just the number is showing just 6693, the end one. The rest
okay. All right. Give a click on done. Look at the right hand side top. There's a done option. Click on done.
Done. Yeah.
Have you clicked on done, ma'am? Have you clicked on done? Look at the right hand side top.
Yes, I pressed but it's not working.
Alright. Now there is a back arrow. Tap on the back.
Back, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Tap on the back once again.
Does it say Apple ID?
Yes. Give a click on that back.
Yeah.
Now swipe up the page, ma'am. Come back to your regular home screen of your phone where you can see all your regular apps and icons, okay?
So I have to go to settings?
No, come out of it. Just go back to the home page.
Okay,
and now according to our reports, ma'am, the people who were making these fraud transactions, they were using your information, okay? So, I do believe you do banking with Westpac, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you check your statements on online?
Yeah.
Okay. Please check it right now, ma'am. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is a $1, check the statements of last 3 days, okay? If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is a $1, please let me know, okay? I'm on the line with you.
Okay.
Just once you're done, please let me know, ma'am. Please check your statements thoroughly. If you see any unknown transaction, tell me.
Yeah, wait, I'm speaking. I don't think so. Any unknown. Yeah, nothing there.
Sorry, ma'am, come up again.
Nothing there, unknown. All was unknown.
Okay. And apart from the Westpac, ma'am, do you have any other bank account?
No, I don't have any bank account.
All right. And do you use any credit card, ma'am? Do you have any credit card?
I don't have any credit card.
Okay. So you have only the Westpac account with you, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you just simply log out from your bank. Simply log out.
Okay.
Yes. Now, we're going to cancel these fraud transactions which are trying to be done, okay? So open up the Google from your end. Open up your Google.
Yes.
Now, on the search bar, type over the Wolts, W-O-O-L-S, Wolts, Words. Wolts, Words.
W-O-O-L-S. Can you slowly, please?
All right. It's W O.
Yeah.
Again O.
Yeah.
Then
full
L.
World.
Then L.
L.
Then type words. W O R T H S. Words. Full words. Type it.
Sorry. W O O.
L.
L.
Then W O R. T-H-S, Woolworths, type it down.
Yep. Yes, Woolworths, okay. Okay.
Now leave a space. Then leave a space, ma'am. Give a small space.
Need a Yep.
Then type gift card, G-I-F-T, gift card.
What did you say? Sorry, I didn't get you.
Type the gift, G-I-F-T, gift card.
G-I-F-T, okay, gift
card. Click on the second option. Do you see Wolf's word gift cards? Give a touch on that. The second option, ma'am.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Click on the search bar again and erase the word balance, ma'am.
I already clicked. They bring it like take
you. Yeah, you need to click on the search bar again and erase the word balance. You see there is the word balance. You need to erase the word balance.
Oh, balance. Okay. Sorry. Wait. So,
yes, now click on search.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now scroll down the page.
Scroll down, okay.
Slowly, go up. You have gone so far, ma'am. Scroll up,
yes.
Slow down, okay? Slowly. Go slowly. Go up. Okay, now wait. Do you see Woolworths gift cards? Give a click on that. Alright.
Yeah.
Now, scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down.
Yeah, I'm doing.
Yes, scroll it down a bit. Okay, now... You have gone so far, ma'am. Again, scroll up the page. Scroll up. Okay. Now, scroll up. Okay, now wait. Do you see a yellow card on the middle of your screen? Which is which gift card?
Which
okay. Look at the right-hand side corner of that card. On the blue area, there is a small arrow. Do you see that? Pointing rightward.
Yes.
Yes, you click on that arrow.
The blue one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do that again. Click on that arrow again.
Yeah.
Do that again. Now click on select.
Select.
Now scroll down the page. Scroll down. Now wait. Can you see select amount? Click on 500.
Yes, 500.
Yes, we are canceling the charge of $500. So select 500.
Alright.
Now click on add to cart.
Add to cart.
Yes. Now click on view shopping cart. Now scroll down the page. Scroll down. Go to the bottom. You will get to see checkout, a green color option. Click on checkout. Okay, now wait, ma'am. Okay, don't do anything. I will give you the information. All right, you just give me a moment. Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Now put the email address I'm giving you, okay? Click on the email address. Click on the first panel, email address. Yes.
So now, can I put my information in here?
No. No need to give your information over there, okay? It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y.
E-B-A-Y.
Then H as in Henry. H.
Can I do a space or just continue to write?
No, continue. No need to give a space. Type H.
Okay.
H as in Henry.
H. Okay.
Then E as in Edward.
E. Okay.
Then A for Alpha.
E for Elephant or what?
After the letter E, type letter A. A as in Alpha. A.
Okay.
No, don't erase the E, ma'am. There will be E. E, then A.
A.
Then D. D as in dog.
D.
Then Q as in queen.
U.
Then U as in umbrella.
U.
Then A as in Alpha.
A.
R as in Romeo.
Alpha Romeo.
P for Tomorrow.
P for Tomorrow.
E for Echo.
E for Echo.
R for Romeo.
R for Romeo.
With a dot.
Dot.
Then A as in Alpha.
A.
U as in Umbrella. Then put the at sign just beside the space option on the right hand side. There is an at sign. Put the
at.
Then Gmail, G M A I L. M.
N.
It will be letter M. M for mother. M.
M.
A. A for alpha. I for indigo. L for London.
Yeah.
Put a dot.
Then
song. Yes. Now put the same now put the same email address on the confirm email address, ma'am.
Okay.
Once you're done, ma'am, please let me know, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Have you put that, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, now come to the phone number. Click on phone number.
Yeah.
Now put your phone number, ma'am. Put your mobile number. Don't need to put zero, okay?
I didn't put anything. Oh, awful, okay.
Yes. Should I tell your number, ma'am?
Sorry?
It will be easier for you. Just wait, I'm telling you your phone number. It's 411-940-714.
Yeah.
Okay, now come to the next panel, billing address. Put your first name. Click on the billing address. Scroll down the page. Yes, click on the first one, first name.
Yeah.
Put your first name, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now come to the last name. Put your last name. Now, ma'am, there is a mistake has happened. You have put everything in uppercase on the first name. You have to make it normal. I will put that.
Yeah.
Now put your address. It's 41 Inspiration CCT. 41.
I'm saying, why I put all this my information?
You're canceling the fraud charges, right? So it's a verification that you are the correct person who is getting this cancellation. That's the reason, ma'am, okay? You are doing it for your own. Yes. I'm confirming your billing address is 41 Inspiration CCT 3810. Have you done that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, now scroll down the page. Scroll down. Scroll down. Go to the bottom. There will be a blank checkbox. Scroll down. There will be a blank checkbox. I have agreed. I have read. There's a blank checkbox. Check in that box.
Yeah, I have read and agree.
Agree to the terms and conditions, yes. Check in that box. You're canceling through eBay headquarters, so click on proceed to payment. Click on the green option.
Yeah.
Now, select the first option, credit or debit card. Select the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, now scroll down the page a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it will ask you for your card number. Now, you have to be handy with the debit card of your Westpac account so that we can cancel this charge, okay? Be handy with the card. be handy with your debit card?
I have to go get it.
Yes, take your time, ma'am. Have you got it, ma'am?
Wait, just give me a minute.
Yes, take your time, ma'am, okay? I'm on the line with you.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Now, first of all, you need to put your card number over there. Can you see the first panel card number? Put your card number.
Yes.
And during this procedure, ma'am, don't prompt any of your information over the call, okay? Because this is a recorded line. Whatever you're going to put, you have to put it from your own end. First of all, put the card number.
Yes.
Now come to the next panel, ma'am. After putting the card number, you have to put your expiration, okay? Put your expiration.
What did you say, sorry?
Your expiry date of your card. Have a look. There's an expiry date has been given.
Yes.
Just below the card number. You just put that.
Yeah.
Now come to the next panel. It will ask you for the CVV. Turn the back side of the card. There will be a 3-digit code.
Yeah.
Now click on the green option, the $500 AUD. Give a touch on that and you will receive a verification code. Click on the green option.
They said pay.
You don't have to pay, alright? We are cancelling the charge. You don't have to pay anything. Now just wait, there will be a gateway will come up. Alright. Now, you need to select your phone number. There are two options, your email address and your phone number. Select your phone number, which is ending with 714. Select that box.
Yeah.
Now click on send OTP. Now wait, don't touch anywhere. You just swipe up your page from very bottom to up. Just swipe up.
Yeah.
Now you need to open up your text messages. Open it up. Open up your text. Now. Yes,
sorry.
Open up the text, you will receive a code.
Is that text message you say or?
Open up your text message, yes, the normal messages. Open up the text message. Now you have got a code over there, okay? So one time password, make a note of it. It's 701460054. Make a note of it in a piece of paper.
I have to get pens.
Do it faster, ma'am, okay?
No! I have some pens. Any color?
Are you there, ma'am?
Just hold on.
Okay, just do a thing, come out of your messages. I will give you the code.
Okay.
I will give you the code. You just come out of your messages. Just swipe up the page from very bottom to up. Now you need to swipe up your page again and hold it down, okay? Swipe up your page and hold it down. Swipe up from the very bottom. Now slide your screen to the left. Swipe up your page. Swipe up your page. Swipe up again.
Yeah.
And hold it. Swipe up from the very bottom and hold it. Hold it. You're touching in the wrong area. Now wait. Now don't do anything. Now slide your screen from right to left. After holding it down, you need to slide your screen from right to left.
Right to left.
First of all, hold down. First of all, slide your screen to the right. Now swipe up your screen from very bottom to up. Now slide your screen from left to right, okay? Slide your screen from left to right. Slow down. Slide your screen from right to left. Now click on that Google page. Click on that Google page. Do you see the Google? You see Google. Click on the Google. Slide your screen a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, click. Now, I'm giving you the code. It's 701.
So, where do I have to put it?
Yes, click on enter your OTP. Click over there. Now, put 701.
Okay, 70.
460-604. Then click on submit.
Yeah.
Now just wait. Now just wait for a while. Okay. Now the cancellation has been done, okay? You just come out of this page, come back to your regular home screen of your phone, where you can see all your regular apps.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, simply open up your text message again and delete that code, okay? Open up your text message.
Yeah.
And delete this message.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
All right, now just give me a moment, ma'am. Let me check if the cancellation is done or not. Is under procedure. Okay, just wait, all right?
Yeah.
Stay on the line. Alright, are you there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, I just got an update from my colleague, my senior security officer. They told me that there are more few transactions we need to cancel, okay? So just come back to your home page and open up your app store. Come back to the home screen first and open up the app store.
Yeah.
Yes, and before we go further, can you just confirm me, ma'am? Do you remember your WizTech ID and password?
No, I don't think.
You don't remember the password, ID and password of your WizTech account?
Is that the 4 digits?
No. I'm asking about your WizTech customer ID and password. Do you remember that?
No, I can't remember the customer ID.
Okay, just give me a moment. You just do a thing, come back to your home screen, ma'am, where you can see all your regular apps. Come back to the home page. Yes, come back to the home page of your phone and slide your screen from right to left once. And have you ever used Afterpay, ma'am? Have you ever used Afterpay?
Afterpay, no.
You just check all your apps. Do you see any Afterpay app on your phone? Just check it. Slide your screen to the right. Slide it again. Okay. And apart from the Westpac, ma'am, do you do banking with any other bank?
No.
Okay. All right. Now slide your screen again from right to left. Now just stay on the line. Give me a moment.
No, ma'am.
Okay, now do you have the Safari browser, ma'am? Please open up the Safari once. Safari browser. You do have a Safari browser, right? It looks like a compass. The app looks like a compass. Just check it. Swipe left to right. Okay, do a thing. Open up your app store. Open up your app store and yes, on the top, do you see the search bar? Type over there. Type there Chrome, C-H-R-O-M-E, Chrome.
C-H-R-O-M-E,
Chrome.
Chrome?
Yes, click on that, Chrome. Now click on Open.
Yes.
Now on the search bar, type the Zip Pay. Z-I-P, Zip. P-A-Y, Pay.
Z? What do you say?
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, type over the Westpac, ma'am. Just erase it and type the Westpac. Type the Westpac,
W-E-S-T-P-A-C-S-T,
it will be W-E-S-T,
W-E-S,
S as in sugar, then T, Westpac. Now tap on search, ma'am. Tap on go. Now, do you see the option online banking? Tap on that, ma'am. Now, do you see customer ID and password? Click over there. Click on the customer ID panel.
Yeah.
Okay. Scroll down the page a bit. Scroll down the page. Did you forgot customer ID and password? Give a click on it.
So why has changed then?
Just give a click on customer ID so that you can get your customer ID and password, okay? We're going to put the 3D security. Click on customer ID, ma'am. Click on customer ID. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wait. All right, you just come out of that page now. You just come out of that page. All right, and just give me a moment.
I'm sorry, how long does it take us?
We are canceling all the charges, okay? So it will take a while. All right.
I'm hungry.
Just give me a moment. We are almost done with the security procedure. Okay, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have got the security updates. We have canceled the transaction, okay? And for the next security update, we're going to call you back after some time. Okay. Till that, don't use your online banking for next 24 hours, all right? Because the security is getting updated. So for next 24 hours, please don't use your online banking or any of your cards, all right? You understand, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. And
are you from staff or just what?
I'm from the anti-fraud department of eBay, ma'am. Right. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to register. We have already registered the cancellation and we will reach you. You just give me a moment, okay? And can you just confirm me, ma'am, in past 48 hours and past few days, have you used any public Wi-Fi, ma'am? Have you ever used any public Wi-Fi?
No, I didn't use any public Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I use a home one.
All right. Just give me a moment. Now, for one last time, please open up your text message, ma'am. You will receive a security code. Just wait. Don't go anywhere. Just go back to the previous page. And now open up the first message. Yes.
Yeah.
It's 964-632-14. Make a note of it in a piece of paper, ma'am. And delete it, okay? Yes. Now go back to the previous page and delete it. Delete this code. Have you done that, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. We have updated your security successfully, and now you don't have to pay any charges. Everything is secure now. All right. And you will get a verification. You will get a confirmation email from our end as well. Okay. Thank you for your lovely time and patience, ma'am. It was lovely to have a word with you. All right.
Thank you.
You have a great day.